All right, Rav Bosei, good morning. Let us begin. So we are picking up, we're continuing in Meretz Hashem at Os Mem Hei in Tzidkas HaTzadik. We're picking up on page Kuf Dalid. In the right-hand paragraph, in Be'uri HaChasidus, toward the end of the right-hand paragraph. So remember again, just to reorient ourselves a little bit, in Os Mem Hei, Rav Tzadik is speaking about the challenging situation where a person finds themselves unable to do tshuva. Person has compromised themselves to us in such a dramatic degree that I literally can't find the ability to restart things. I literally can't find the ability to get the right level of traction in order to go ahead and start over again. So what happens in that situation? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees my strong desire to indeed begin to start over, when he sees my desire to try to remake myself, we come into the Bori Nivsaf Asayim, Shalom, Shalom, Amar L'Rachok V'Lekarov. So remember again, then we get to this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remakes me. There's a Briya Yesh Me'ayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu recreates me with an utterance of his lips. The same way that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, Ba'asara Ma'amaros, created the world with 10 utterances. When necessary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead. I'm sorry. When necessary, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and remakes me as well, with an utterance of his lips. But remember, as I pointed out last week, that remaking of us is just the beginning. Remember again, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, I'm giving you a new opportunity, I'm giving you a new platform to start again, but of course we must actually do the heavy lifting. So with that, let's pick up page Kuf Dalid, Be'uri HaChasidus, right hand column, the last five lines. Ki gedei lev obriya chadash yesh me'ayim. So remember, says Rab Tzadik, in order to take advantage of this brand new creation, something from nothing, Yadua liyodim b'sisrei Torah, sheyesh makom u'madrega b'hishtalshelus halakus me'ein sof baruch hu shenikra ayin. Mirov hastaraso v'ha'alama me'asagas hanivram. So remember again, the way Rav Tzadik framed this was, I have to create a yesh me'ayin, I have to recreate myself something from nothing. But remember, in order to do that, the first step is, I have to make myself into an ayin. I have to make myself, quote unquote, into a nothing. There's some level of self-negation, but it's not a negative self-negation, as we're going to see. It's a positive self-negation. So interestingly enough, Reb Tzadik says that this is modeled after HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because amazingly enough, there is a level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is called Ayin, that is called nothing. Now that sounds counterintuitive, because part of what makes the Ribbono Shel Olam so unique is that he is everything and everywhere. Yet, apparently, says Reb Tzadik, there is this level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's called Ayin, that's called nothing. Now, what does that mean? It means that there is a level where HaKadosh Baruch Hu obscures himself. Hastara, what he calls Hastara, so Hester Panim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself from the world, from the universe, from man, so that it appears as if the Ribbono Shel Olam is not there. He goes on, he says, Okishamasig ha'adam or eloki ne'elam kaza, o misham masig bechinas briachadosha, yesh me'ayin, hanitrechas letikunze kimavor le'el. So there's the ability of man, well, again, we'll discuss this in greater depth, but there's the ability of man to reach this level, where man has the ability to reach the level, ultimately, again, of ayin, right? He has the ability to reach that level, ultimately, again, of nothing. Now, what again? Beich masiga adam or ze haneela mikol harayon mikol harayon mukuna ayin. So, both say ultimately again, how does man get to this level of nothing? Because you remember again, I both say, if I want the recreation, right? If I want to renew myself, page Kuf Dalid. If I want to go ahead and renew myself in this new world, in this new beginning, if I want to make a new yesh, a new something, I first have to become an ayin. How do I become that ayin? He goes on, he says something amazing. Eliyadua, supposed to say left hand column, Be'orei HaChasidus, page Kuf Dalid. Eliyadua, Ma'amar HaBal Shem Tov Abba Posek, Hashem Shomrecha, Hashem Tzilcho Al Yadim Minecha. Supposed to say here, Rav Tzadik is going to speak to a really fascinating and dramatic dynamic. So remember, just keep in mind what's happening over here. I know I guess sometimes get to a level where in order for me to go ahead and really do tshuva, I need to remake myself. But I need to remake myself, yesh me'ayin. Ultimately, again, something from nothing. But in order to go ahead and remake the something of the self, I first have to go ahead and ultimately make myself into the ayin, make myself into the nothing. How do I make myself into the nothing? So look what he writes. So both say, he's not here, I just want to point out, he's not going to address here exactly how to make yourself into the nothing, that we'll get to in just a moment, but he's going to introduce another fundamental idea. He quotes from the Baal Shem Tov, who says, Hashem shomrecha, Hashem tzilcha ad yad yiminecha, which literally means, Hashem guards you, Hashem is your, Hashem tzilcha. Now, we normally translate Hashem tzilcha as Hashem is your shade. Hashem is your shade on your right side. But the Baal Shem Tov has a different interpretation. The Baal Shem Tov says, Shashem yisbarach, hu kimo hatzel, sha'ose ma sha'adam ose. The Baal Shem Tov translates that Hashem tzilcha does not mean that Hashem is your shadow. Excuse me, that Hashem is your shade. It means Hashem is your shadow. We'll say, what's the distinction between shadow and shade? So shade is very nice. It provides you with shade, provides you with comfort, with shade from the sun. Your shadow does whatever you do, right? Your shadow mimics you. Whatever you do, your shadow replicates your actions. He says, Shashem is, so what does this mean? He says the Baal Shem Tov, Shashem yisparach hu kimo atzel sha'osem ma sha'adam osem. That the Ribbono Shel Olam is like man's shadow in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does whatever man does. Ubis arusa dilatasa isra le'ela kichola pu'ulo sha'adam osa. And therefore, literally again, says the Baal Shem Tov, that with an awakening from below, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does whatever man does. Suppose that this is an incredibly powerful yisod by the Baal Shem Tov. This idea of Hashem Silcha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam acts in kind. Whatever I do here in this world, that is how the Ribbono Shel Olam conducts himself above. Pause here for just a moment. If you look in footnote Yudalid on the bottom, footnote Yudalid, Re'eba Baal Shem Tov Hashem Tzilcha, Shashem Yisparach Nisnahig Acher Ma'asecha, Kivyacho Kimol Hatzel Shelcha, Shema Sha'ata Oseh, Kam Hatzel Oseh, Kain Hashem Nisbar Kivyachal. So both say, the Baal Shem Tov introduces the concept of what we call divine reciprocity. Divine reciprocity. That the Ribbono Shel Olam acts towards me the way I act towards him. Whatever I do in life, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocates in kind. See, he goes on, he says, Ba'ar HaMeir, Hashem Tzilcha, I'm reading in footnote Kof Yudal, excuse me. Ba'ar HaMeir, Hashem Tzilcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzilo Shel Adam HaTachton, Hashem is the shadow of man. Mahatzel Hazeh Kisha'ata Bocha, Hu Kinegdecha, O Kisha'ata Shochek, Klenegdecha, Kina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol Yitzchach. This is beautiful. The same way that when I laugh, my shadow laughs. When I cry, my shadow cries. HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself in kind. O Beis Orus HaTachton, Nisorer Lamala Mamish Shaveh. Whatever I do here in this world, the Ribbono Shel Olam acts in kind towards me above. Ulochopinos sha'atapone, afilu pula ketana shavulos, teido ne'emana, dugma ze osa kodesh baruch hu bi'atzma. Both say this is incredible. And whatever actions I engage in this world, even the smallest of actions, know that the Ribbono Shel Olam mimics those actions above. Ve'im kein, Echlo Yismale Ha'adam Agashmi Reses Vezea Pacho Dumora Ubuchol Itov Uregov Yavushi Chalim Vifalis Ma'adne Sichlo. So we'll see, he goes on. See, here the Ohr HaMeir just expands on this. And he says that literally, on some level, every single thing that I do is somehow mirrored by the Ribbono Shel Olam above. So we'll have to stop over here. We're going to pick up with this Hashem Tzilcha because there's still a little bit more to this footnote that we have to see. We'll pick it up in Meretz Hashem tomorrow, and then we'll plug back in this concept of Hashem Tzilcha back into the Bria Yesh Me'ayin. And in Meretz Hashem, kind of cool. We'll finish up Os Mem Hei in Meretz Hashem tomorrow.